Darren, even if I told you tasty secrets, the beauty of this is that I edit it once in a while.
On your podcast, maybe. But on my podcast, the Dungeon, Darren's Dungeon Day.
Oh,
daily. But Darren's Dungeon Deals Daily.
Are we doing Darren's Dungeon Deals Daily today? I thought we were doing... Okay, this is my... I'm very embarrassed.
You know me. You know me. A sex swing is always a measure twice, fuck once situation.
I really thought we were going to do Friends with Microphones today. Damn.
My phone went off. It ruined my perfect punchline.
Yep.
We can just... I'll just take the shame as it comes.
Well, that's the slogan of your podcast, right? I'll take the shame as it comes.
Damn it.
Darren, I have to say, so the theme has rolled by now, and the reason I'm not introducing us as we, quote, normally do, we do have a discrepancy to address. I don't know if you've noticed, but in the last episode that we recorded with our good friend Brandon, which is a great time, and if you haven't listened to that one yet, why?
Why?
But more importantly, I did notice we had a slight disagreement up front about how we usually start the show.
Yeah.
And you know what I realized? We have done both. We've done both of the versions that you and I claimed were true. I think we've done yours more than mine, but mine was the one that we had done most recently, which is specifically why I was so confused.
Oh, I have the memory of a stick. You throw me, and I can't remember which hand I came from.
Sticks don't even usually know that much.
Yeah.
They're not usually even self-aware enough to know that they've even been thrown. Am I wrong?
Which is good, because when they get eaten by a dog, that just makes it less gory and painful.
Hold on, they don't get eaten.
You don't know, you don't have a dog. Do you have a dog?
This is Friends with Microphones, my name is DJ.
And my name is Darren. Darren, the Dog Dungeon Daily Deals Master.
Too many D's.
Too many D's, that's the other slogan for my podcast.
Darren, you can't bring me down emotionally or physically by reminding me that I don't own a dog. You can't crush me this way. I've chosen to not let you control me.
I'm just saying that you can't existentially prove that the dog doesn't eat sticks because you don't have one right next to you in frame.
I don't have to do it existentially. I could use Google. Do dogs.
Does dogs
eat
sticks?
Sticks. Ooh, they can injure your dog's mouth. They are especially troublesome.
I'm not saying they should eat sticks. I'm saying they do.
Well, I'm glad we're on the same page at least. How have you?
Dogs can eat army men. They shouldn't eat that either. We should.
Sorry.
We should. I know people who've had dogs eat army men.
Do you mean like the little toys?
Yeah, like Sarge's Heroes.
Okay, I thought you meant people who had come home from war.
Wow. Okay, we don't have to have that in the podcast. Really? That's where you went with that?
I thought you meant that you knew people who had dogs that ate war heroes.
What? In what? No, what? DJ.
I don't
DJ,
know.
That doesn't conceptually track with anything we've been talking about.
Nothing ever does. Have you met you? Nothing ever conceptually tracks with everything.
That's true.
How have you been this week?
I mean, it was pretty good. At one point in time during my work, I had two legs of my pants, but no butt part, and that was an interesting day of work.
Okay, fine. Fine, tell me. Fine, tell me what happened. Fine, I guess.
So you know when you grow up and you go to school and they teach you how to sit down on chairs? I was homeschooled, so I didn't learn that part quite the same way as everyone else.
What have you been doing wrong, Darren?
Well, I like the feel of... You when you slide your back the back of your hand against a smooth wall and it just kind of feels good.
Oh yeah, sure.
There's many little things like that in my life where I'm like, oh, this is fun. And one of those things is while I'm sitting down, I like my butt touching the top of the backrest and then sort of sliding down it, because it's that sort of like, wee, I'm going down a slide for half a second. I'm a child on the inside. We can all admit that. Anyway, so underside of pockets, there's a little seam, and when the chair is made of wood and shorter than me, and I put all my weight down, sometimes it can catch, and it's not even that there's a rip or it was supposed to rip. They're fairly new pants. So it caught right under the butt pocket, and it managed to not rip the butt pocket. That was well designed. The rest of my pants, those weren't. Those
no.
left.
No, Darren.
Now, this was 10 minutes into an 8-hour shift.
No.
So I and my right-hand man, Julian, for the day, I would send him with my credit card to be like, Julian, go to thine dollar store. Buy me pins. And I will fix my errors. And he'd come back and he'd hand me this. I'm like, how much was it? And he goes, it was a dollar. You sent me to the dollar store. I go, that makes sense.
This adds up so far.
This is correct reasoning.
So far, I agree with everything I've heard.
But the problem with it is the two halves of the pant that ripped open, when you're doing a safety pin, you have to either leave it so there's a gap, which is effectively showing, because when you go to lunch, that was the problem I was attempting to fix, is how do I go to lunch in such a way that people won't stare at my bum?
Right.
Or at least come up to me and say, sir, do you know your bum is hanging out? And I go, So my problem was, how tightly do I do this? Because if there's no overlap, bum is showing. But if there is overlap, the pants fit correctly the first time. And
right.
If I overlap it, now they're too tight. And now the only thing holding my pants together is a $1 box of safety pins.
Right.
So me sitting down on my work chair would then bend said pins and become porcupine chair.
Ooh.
And this was the fun game I played for 8 hours. Hi, my name is Darren. Welcome to the History Channel.
Okay, I'm not sure how we ended up at the History Channel, but that's a shame about what happened to your pants.
It happened yesterday. That's not today.
Okay. Yeah, do you know what? That's what the History Channel's for. They always, every show that they introduce on the History Channel, they say, hi, welcome back to something that happened at least yesterday. At least.
I mean.
Am I
wrong?
I mean.
How many shows do you know that they've done that have taken place today and in the future?
I've never watched a show on the History Channel. Come on now. You've met me.
You met me. I have no interest in yesterday.
I have no interest in what the past has brought and how I could repair the future. I live in the now, baby.
Okay, well, how was your week? Nothing? Isn't it a blob that you ignored for the future and the present?
What week? No, I'm here right now. What are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm doing great right now.
Wow, you're going to make a really shitty podcast. Live in the moment. Wow, I'm talking and people are listening, huh?
I'm talking. Are people still listening now like they were 30 seconds ago? I mean, when ago? I don't know. I live in the now.
Live in the now.
My week was good. I have a question for you based on my week, or maybe it's not based on my week. I'll never tell.
You always have questions for me.
Yep, because I'm always curious to hear your answers. Because they're
true,
stupid half the time. How many rolls of toilet paper do you have to have in your home for you to look and say, I need to go get toilet paper right now?
I don't think I go through the average amount of toilet paper. So to me, I know exactly how much time I've got, if that makes any sense.
That scares me, but I want to hear your system.
No, I moved into my house multiple years ago. I buy a 24-pack. I've only ever bought that like 4 times since I moved in. And that's lasted me 2+ years. 2 to 3 years.
I don't know if I want to do hard math on this.
Well, I mean, I live alone.
Right.
And B, I just tend to poop at work. I mean...
Oh, pooping at work. Of course.
Yeah. Like, I'm not in my house all the time.
Right.
So for me, if I see a roll of toilet paper, I can genuinely go, well, I'll have a little bit less of this roll tomorrow, and then I'll have a little bit less than that 2 days from now, and then I'll have a little bit less from that 3 days. And you don't have that sudden... You and you live, kind of like I used to live in a house of 5 with my family.
Right.
And you would go, and you'd come back later that day, and you'd be like, what happened?
What could have possibly happened here?
What? You know that part in Lord of the Rings where with the horse hooves and he's looking for the hobbits on the ground?
He's like tracking, he's like, and then they rolled over here. They went into the woods. Well,
also, my parents had pets, so like a cat could like screw up a toilet paper roll.
Oh,
ours was pretty good about that. But it's like my mom would do art projects, or people would use a paper towel, or it would just, you know. But in my house, that's the pee and poop cloth. That's what it's there for. We have other things for other purposes.
Okay, I mean, yeah, for most people, it's that. Okay, so I said I wasn't gonna do the hard math, but I did. It does take you over a week to go through one roll of toilet paper, and that's fucking wild to me.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
it would be more than That'll be more than 2.5 weeks, but okay.
No. It takes you about a week.
I do apparently go through it faster than I thought I did.
Apparently. You said you lived there for 2 years, right?
Or in year three.
Ooh, maybe not then. But you know what? Me typing numbers into a calculator that I'm telling you later can't possibly be good content. Or can it? Let's find out.
This episode is brought to you by calculators and the numbers they give. What I find very fascinating about bathroom comparisons.
Don't stop talking.
I was waiting for some verbal confirmation to make sure I wasn't treading into dangerous territory.
I want
to
hear it.
I have listened to many a conversation and many a podcast, and people are terrified of giving basic facts about what they do in the bathroom because to the most fundamental levels, people differ.
Yeah.
For instance, the one that I'm sure everybody's heard of at this point is half of people stand up when they wipe and half of people sit down when they wipe. And nobody is aware of the other half until they are told this.
Okay. Interesting.
Did you not know that?
No.
I've seen two podcasts now where people got into screaming fights about which is correct.
I mean, clearly not one of those is correct. It sounds more like it's just there's two good ways to do it, but it feels weird to do it another way if you do it one way, right?
I guess. I mean, there's if you think about it, flip which way you flip the toilet paper is merely the tip of the iceberg.
Which way you flip the toilet paper, I find, literally comes down to whether or not you have a pet. That's the only distinct argument I've ever heard for one way or the other.
Which way is supposed to be the, quote, correct way?
Well, what do you mean by correct? Do you mean if you have a pet?
I don't know. No, but, like, people apparently have very vehement opinions about the true way and the idiot's way, but I don't know.
Yeah, but, Darren, the problem is that the world is filled with people who think one way is the right way, and then the other people think that the other way is the right way. There is no right way.
Break down the arguments for me as though this is Law and Order.
Okay, dun, fine. Dun. Dum, 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 dum. Welcome back to Toilet Court. Okay, listen, here's the thing.
Can Toilet Court be our new segment?
Absolutely, Toilet Court can be a segment that we have on a regular basis. Let's find things to fight about in the bathroom. We'll call it Toilet Court. We'll be fine. Okay, listen. Let's say you have too much toilet paper hanging off. Like, you've got some dangling down.
Yeah.
You've either got it dangling down on the side facing you or on the side facing away from you.
Yeah.
Okay, if you've got it on the side facing you, dangling down,
yeah,
a cat can walk up and start pawing at it, and the toilet paper will just unravel and come completely off the roll. Okay, do you understand why that happens? Yes?
In that argument, the only position in which it wouldn't be correct is if it's away from you and there's zero extra.
But the thing is, if it's away from you and if the cat starts to paw at it, then what it does is it flips around, but you don't lose any toilet paper because of the momentum.
But what if it paws at the loose part? It would just unravel the other way.
I guess, but the idea is that cats only have one way to paw at it. But I'm just trying to demonstrate to you which
because
way is
cats are not creative.
Cats are incredibly
in toilet court. Dun dun.
Cats are incredibly left brain. Okay, so like this is the thing is that is one of the main basis of the argument that I've heard.
Sorry, welcome to Toilet Court. Cats are not creative. Dun dun
dun dun dun dun. So that's what you have to look at in terms of the two sides of toilet paper. Okay. So for me, I've always had the toilet paper so that the loose part is facing you, as opposed to the loose part being closer to the wall or whatever you have it against. Okay.
Okay.
I've always had it facing me. I think that's a more convenient way to pull it. And I've always thought, well, it's just easier to get it that way. Why would you do it another way? And all I've heard in defense is if you have pets, it's easier for them to paw at it this way. And I'm like, oh, but I've never had pets. So, I mean, unless my fish were about to jump out of their tank and wreck shop upstairs when their tank was downstairs, I don't think that would happen.
I'm just going to Google correct way to hang toilet paper.
Okay, you Google that, and we'll talk about it after we come back from a break.
Okay. DJ, what is going on with our bank account? It looks like it's so much bigger than it was 2 seconds ago.
You getting money that you're not telling me about? My contract specifically says I get a number.
Nah, I just remember that's my drug money. I'm just using our account, so you'll go down with me if this ship ever dies.
Please don't bring me
down
with you.
But we did get sponsored. The problem is we're just paying ourselves, so it's a net zero, and we pay taxes on it.
Oh, Shoot. Well,
do you want to tell me what we're sponsored by this week?
I guess, man. I mean, I'm tempted not to if we're paying taxes on it. The Rainproof Media YouTube channel is somewhere that you can go on a weekly basis to look and say, it's been a while since they uploaded something. That's weird. Or you can go there and be like, whoa, lots of new content. Super dope. This week is one of the second ones. So you've got a new episode of Mileville Cities. That's right. The infamous, and that is a word that I'm legally allowed to use according to the dictionary. The infamous web series that we create together is it exists. And it's where I, DJ, that's me, play The Sims 4. And there's an awful lot of me just yelling about The Sims and not a lot of Darren talking. Darren, anything to contribute about me playing The Sims 4?
It's good.
Yeah? Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold for applause.
I've got Alexa here, and she's also going to say a couple things about My Awful Cities. She is. She's ready. She's got the cue cards in front of her. Just say what the cards say.
My Awful Cities is a show.
I did not write that many cue cards for her.
That is not incorrect.
No, she has told only true information so far.
Things we can prove in a court of toilet law.
Actually, yeah, if you could do something better.
Yeah, I can do better.
If you could do better, yeah, that'd be great.
My Awful Cities too. My Awful Cities is a show on YouTube. The end. That's it.
She's still telling the truth.
That was good though. That is true.
This is fantastic.
We actually proved that, yeah.
She'll be in her trailer. And now everyone knows why we can't afford to have her guest on Friends of Microphones, because she is too damn expensive.
And you know, Monday as well, not only My Awful Cities went up, but another show went up. You've seen every episode. Do you want to just tell the people what happened on Darren for Super President?
I do. I do want to tell them. Yes. I do, Darren for Super President, YouTube. I do. And Darren, here's the funny thing. It's so funny that you ask me. I do. Every once in a while, I think to myself, what did Darren upload? And
then you go and
I think
at the
it is fascinating.
Go, huh.
Oh, I'm such a... Okay, I'd like to... Okay, I'm going to break out of the bit. I'm a dipshit because you actually told me what the episode was about earlier and I genuinely just forgot. Someone made Darren a language.
Yeah, they really did, huh?
And I'm only giving you as much as the clickbait title gives you. That's all I'm giving you.
I give nothing in my clickbait. That's why it's the bait.
I'm giving you the click master bait title that Darren is also giving you on YouTube. Oh, your thumbnails are fucking whack, dog. I love it. Love it a lot.
It's very YouTube meta.
Yeah, it sure is. I love it a lot. This week, you will definitely see My Awful Cities. You will definitely see a new episode of Darren for Super President, because here's the thing. Darren has not missed an upload date since we kind of brought Rainproof Media back into the zeitgeist of the three of you who are aware of this product. by the zeitgeist, I mean our friends who said, are you uploading again?
If anyone's here from Darren for Super President, I linked this show on Darren for Super President twice now, so.
Okay, well, if you're here from Darren for Super President, I'm so fucking sorry that you have to put up with me and not just Darren's, whatever you're in it for over there, I'm sure you love it, and whatever you're here for, what the fuck, it's so not the same thing. You're like, wow, Darren is such a polished creator. Oh no! Me and Darren's Discord crashed! No! Now we're both just recording individually. What's happening? Oh no! Oh no, did Darren keep talking or did I just keep talking? We'll find out right now. Hey Darren, is your Discord still working? Nodder, give me a thumbs up, bud. He's frozen himself on purpose as a joke. It's not funny, I'm not laughing. Okay, there he goes. Darren's Discord doesn't work very well. I don't care how many people know that. It's garbage.
Yeah, this is a fun
program. Should
we
go back to the regular show? This has been a long ad break for two shows.
I think this is a sign from above that the ad break needs to end.
I saw the sign that the ad break was bullshit. I saw the sign. Okay, back to the real show.
Closed all my apps now.
Nope, I'm cutting that out. Fuck you.
Okay, so according to the internet, over is correct and under is you are a member of an alt-right party.
That's stupid.
People are extremely, universally unanimous on how much they like it over and nothing else. Wow, huh?
So how do you do it?
Somebody brought up the patent on toilet paper, the original patent on toilet paper,
and so shows
the original diagram for the patent on toilet paper has it going over the top. And
it's unreal
to
me how aggressive people will be stupid, nonsensical fights on the internet. It's unreal to me.
And then on the flip side, you have boys who won't wash their own butt cracks in the shower because they think it's too gay. Like, people really need to loosen up about their bathroom things.
Yeah, no, people absolutely need to do that. Well, I'm glad we've been dismissed from toilet court, frankly, because I'm over it. I'm glad we have a recess from toilet court right now.
That's true. I'm sure we'll be back for season two.
Not that it's going to be much more pleasant to talk about than toilet court, but I do have something that's been bothering me lately, and I want to ask you about it.
All right.
Okay. I'm just curious. It seems like we've had mirrors on our cars for a really long time that say objects may be closer than they appear. Have we really not gotten to the point where we can just develop technology where objects look exactly as far away as they are? Like, have we just not figured that out yet? Or,
well, okay, cars as a universal really just haven't figured anything out. We haven't figured out headlights that are correct brightness since the invention of cars.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know what's going on with those, but like, just to jump off of that, seriously, headlights are either fine or the brightest things I've ever seen, and I would rather, like, not be driving on the road at all. It's insane.
You know how you can adjust your mirrors? I think you should be able to pick how big objects appear in some
mirror. I want things to look massive so I never miss them and never accidentally hit another car in my blind spot.
I want things to look massive so I can take dick pics and it's finally flattering.
I want to get up at the worst angle of my life and take a dick pic in my car rearview mirror so the object may look exactly as big as it is, ladies.
And I need to be able to move the mirror around and compose it before they kick me out of this Denny's parking lot.
I don't know what to tell you, man. The Denny's light has the best lighting. It gives you the best, like, background lighting that you need for your supreme dick
pic. It bathes my genitalia in a warm yellow glow. One which is all natural.
That's all
oily.
I need, baby.
Are we gonna get sponsored by Denny's someday?
Are we gonna get sponsored?
No. By Denny's.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm saying I want you to really look deep in a mirror, and I want you to ask yourself that question. Look yourself in the eyes the next time you ask that question.
This is the problem.
See how ridiculous
I looked at myself deeply in a mirror, but the problem was I wasn't the correct distance because I was farther than I appeared.
I hate to break it to you. We're definitely not going to get sponsored by Denny's.
I don't know. They seem like they're nasty.
Man, they do some things that I would not expect a restaurant to do. Like, just sort of in general.
They sell meth out of the bathroom.
Who doesn't, though? I mean, that's just most restaurants.
You gotta be careful. You'll end up in toilet court.
The judge is like, I'd like to clarify to everyone, this is not toilet court. This is real court. This is a serious drug trafficking case.
And then the other judge in the room is like, oh, hey, who said toilet court's not real court? He's sitting on a porcelain throne. He's banging the cardboard tube on his granite countertop.
Order, I say order in the toilet court.
I say water in the court.
We can't just have an entire episode of this podcast revolve around toilet court, can we?
How about more social etiquette issues?
That all happen in the bathroom?
No, there's a gas station near my house. And okay. You know when you're going to go into a building and somebody's right behind you and it's a pull door? So when you pull, you have to step back to fully pull it open. And there's somebody right behind you, so you're like, I'll just be nice.
Yeah.
And then I'll just let them through. So there's this guy who's like mid-20s. Seems a little cocky or whatever. So I open the door. I'm like, whatever. He can go through. And he stares me down. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I don't. And then I eventually it's a good 3 seconds. And I just go in myself confusedly. And then he like does a weird little like pushes his head out and is like, well, you gonna say anything? And
like looks at you expectantly?
Waits for me to say thank you to him. For not going through the door when I held it open for him.
Why is that how it works
in
his brain?
And then I eventually say thank you, and he nods like, yeah, of course. And then he goes up to the table and buys whatever he bought.
Why would...
I can't win. I can't win these social situations. I go out in the real world, and there's rules that people should abide by, and I try every version of playing within these rules, and the game decides to flip the table itself. What do I do?
I don't understand, man. That's wild. Like, I literally don't get how or why.
And then I forgot about this. Not only that, when I walked in, all the gas station people were staring at me like I was a fucking idiot. And I said thanks to them, too, out of sheer habit.
Oh, Darren.
When I walked into the back and I just built out of the ready-made firewood, I just built a little fort for myself and I holed up until everyone left.
And then they locked me in for the night, and now I'm recording this podcast out of an unnamed gas station. Unbranded. A no-name gas station.
This is my life.
Well, Darren, that may be your life, but this is also the end of our show as we know it. This episode, of course, not the end of all time. It'd be wild to just sort of cut this show off so early in its youth, in its second season. Sometimes I forget we're in our second season.
That's true. Seasons of love.
Nice
yawn you started that off with. I don't know if that caught up on Mike.
I hope it didn't, man. I have no idea why I'm yawning. I had so much energy going into this, and then you just bored the shit out of me, I think.
No, I slipped you some Valium before we started.
Oh, damn, you could do that over the internet now? Shoot.
You wouldn't believe where Amazon will deliver.
All right. Well, my name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
This has been Friends of Microphones, and
rescue me from this gas station.
Rescue Darren from this gas station, and then after you rescue him, show that to your uncle, because he's gonna need it.